If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
We got something big going on in Mama's hometown, and we have our good friend President Michael Goodwin of the Office and Professionals Employees International Union joining us. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mr. President?
Well, I would normally say good, but I'm not good, not too happy on what's going on here in Buffalo, New York, in my home state.
Well, it's my hometown, you know. I'm from Lockport.
Okay.
Yeah, this obviously caught my attention. So tell us about the local 212 in Buffalo. They're facing a lockout of 390 employees at HealthNow, New York. What's going on?
It's really Blue Cross and Blue Shield is doing business. That's the flag they do business under in Western New York. We've been representing the employees there for 55 years, and we have a very mature labor contract, and we were bargaining for a renewal of that contract this past April 25th when it expired. While we were bargaining in one room between 8 and 12, the employer was in another room. We thought caucusing and coming back with an offer. And what they were doing was calling all the employees, telling them that they were not allowed to come to work the next day. They were locked out. And so don't even come to work, because the employer wants the union to agree that there'll be no job security in the event there's any subcontracting work to other places out of state, in India, or, I mean, wherever. So they want a blanket provision saying that the job security clause that you have in the contract doesn't apply, that if they subcontract out the work, then your job is gone and you're laid off.
Having grown up in Buffalo, I love this, despite continuous rain showers and bone-chilling temperatures on May 3rd. And yeah, that lasts till May. But you guys were out there continuing to rally to protest against the lockout.
Yes, we're trying to do everything we can. The workers have been wonderful. Just a great, hearty bunch of folks just dealing with this. They've been locked out now for 8 weeks. We're trying to do what we can to put some pressure on the company to make them come to their senses. 20% of the subscriber group in Buffalo are union families, if you will.
Yep.
And I personally attended the bargaining, and the company told me, I said, you risk the union base here. You're offending the union base by doing something terrible like this. You're acting like a company from Louisiana, for God's sakes.
Yep, yep.
And they said, we've measured that risk. In other words, they don't give a damn.
Yeah, I mean, Michael, I got to tell you how personally this resonates with me. I think despite, the fact that, my dad was a Republican congressman from that area, I didn't grow up in Washington. We moved back to Buffalo when I was 3, and I grew up with all, blue collar, working class, union folks.
Yeah.
In Lockport. And, so I just, like I say, this really resonates with me, whether it's, we were just in Madison, Wisconsin. I mean, it just, the concentrated attack on workers' rights in this country is really unprecedented, don't you think, at this point?
I do. And unfortunately, Stephanie, this has, it serves as such a reminder to me of the PATCO, where Reagan fired the controllers and then private industry picked up on that and said, if the president can do that, we can. I think this is a spinoff from Governor Walker in Wisconsin, where he's attacking the employees. This is the private sector, but he's the chief executive, and Blue Cross said, well, look, if the executive can do this to workers, we can do this too.
Right, right.
Unfortunately, this is like a turning point. We've got to win this battle and push them back into sanity.
Michael, I couldn't agree more. I mean, the only thing that's hopeful, I mean, of course, in this fishy election, they got this Judge Prosser in, and now they've got the anti-union law up and running. But I tell you, I haven't in my political lifetime seen, for instance, the number of recalls that are coming up in Wisconsin. So this fight isn't over by a long shot, is it?
No, it's not over in Wisconsin. And what it is we need to net one out of those 9 races. There's 6 Republican, 3 Democrats. We've got to come out 5-4 to take control, reverse the legislation. The problem is that the governor will veto it because under law in Wisconsin, we can't recall him unless he serves 12 months. So it means we can't get at him until January. But we will get at him, and we will get a new governor after January after recall, and we will reverse this terrible thing that's happening in Wisconsin.
Michael, what's the next step in my hometown in Buffalo?
Well, we just have to get the message out. I mean, the union folks have been supportive, but they really have to put it on the line. I mean, this is really a turning point. They have to say to Blue Cross, when our contracts expire with you, we're not renewing with an employer that does this kind of thing to the workers. Call them on their bluff that they don't care whether 20% of their business walks away. And then we have to talk to community leaders. Right now, I've just authorized a massive community action program. We're going to the shopping centers. We're going with petitions. We're going to involve the students. We're going to go to labor in the pulpit. We're going to be talking in the churches and just tell the community what a horrible thing this is. Here's a community of people that have been working there for 55 years, and the company, just because of, you know, dollars, you know, decided, oh, the hell with them, they're meaningless, they've wreaked havoc on this community. These poor people have had, you know, very little income, you know, for the last 8 weeks, and they're trying to survive. Some of their spouses are also out of work due to the high unemployment rate there. This is just a terrible, terrible thing to do, and it's unnecessary.
Michael, it seems to me, you know, I listen to these Republican candidates on, you know, in the presidential field trying to spin that the auto rescue was a bad thing. I mean, how many jobs did we save, first of all? How many American jobs did we save? A million?
Hundreds of thousands, if not a million, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it was a spectacular success. We're getting paid back now. The companies are back. I mean, if there's a better, and the unions made a ton of, you know, secessions to get to that point. And, you know, this is a perfect example, right, of how government and private industry can work together. And they still somehow spin this like we shouldn't have done this.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends on, you know, who's involved. When their industries are in trouble, they're the first ones to cry for help, such as the banks and the oil companies, and they're not even in trouble. They're just on the dole because they are.
Right.
You know, it's just such a hypocritical position that they take.
Right.
No, the bailout of the auto industry was absolutely necessary. So many countries in the world have protectionist policies for their industries, except the United States. We allow all our industries to be shipped out all around the world without regard to the ill effects on the communities and the people.
Mm-hmm.
So thank God we have a president step forward and said, no, we need the auto industry here in the United States. We need these jobs here.
That's right.
And he went ahead at great risk and did this anyway.
By the way, I'm tired. I meant concessions, not secessions. That was I'm thinking of Governor Rick Perry, who wants to secede from the union. Now, Michael, yeah.
He's one guy I may agree to that. I may want to give him away.
Michael Goodwin is president of the Office of Professional Employees International Union, which I've had the great privilege to speak to your fine folks, and we always appreciate your time, and good luck in my hometown in Buffalo there. Thanks for talking to us about it.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Right.
Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you, sir. There he goes. Salt of the earth, Michael Goodwin.
Yep.
Love that guy. Love him.